From KUOW, I'm Ross Reynolds. The Texas Transportation Institute has released its annual Urban Mobility Report. It measures the amount of time spent in traffic for commuters and the role of public transportation in reducing that congestion time in major cities. Shane Phillips of the transportation and urban policy blog Better Institutions has been parsing this data, and he stopped by to tell us what he's learned. Shane, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So you've concluded that public transit saves Seattleites $112 per person. That's a very precise figure. How did you arrive at it?
Well, the institute that produced this report looks at every city or all the metro areas in the country and calculates the amount of congestion the average commuter sits in every year. And they assign a value to that, a monetary value. And then they also look at how much worse that would be if public transportation were to disappear. And what the conclusion they came to for Seattle was that it would add about 16 million hours to congestion every year, and that the value of this in lost productivity and wasted gas was about $366 million. And so all I did was divide that number by the population of the metro area, which includes all of King, Snohomish, and Pierce County. So it's over 3 million people, and it comes to $112 per person.
Now, you also look at what savings were there in congestion costs because of mass transit for commuters. I assume you mean public transit commuters.
No, actually, it's for car commuters.
All commuters. Okay.
Yeah.
And that was even more, $221 per person. Why is that?
Well, because not everyone's a commuter. Mm-hmm. So about half of the population commutes. I believe that they only look at peak commuters, so people who are really going through, you know, having the most traffic during the day. So they're only looking at about 1.6 million people. So it works out to just about double the amount per person of the total population.
Now, there's the congestion that's not on the road because a lot of people are riding in buses with a lot of people on them. But that's not the only factor involved here. How much would a single person save by switching from car commuting to public transit overall?
Well, that's a lot more. So I moved here to Seattle 5 years ago from the suburbs, and I had a car up until that point. And it cost me about $5,000 for the car. It was a 95 Camry. And, you know, $1,000 a year for gas, maybe $1,000 a year for insurance and repairs and so forth. So for me, it was $3,000 or $4,000 a year. And now I'm spending about $1,000 a year on public transportation, you know, a taxi here and there, and that's it. So I'm saving thousands of dollars personally. A couple who gets rid of one of their two cars could probably save upwards of $5,000 if they have a nicer car or if they have to pay for parking and things like that.
But Shane, is that everything? I mean, even though you're not paying for a car, you're just paying for a taxi and bus services, aren't you still paying taxes that go toward mass transit?
Certainly, everyone is. So about 25 or 30% of the budget for King County Metro comes from bus fares, and most of the rest comes from sales taxes. So I calculated this as well, and you would have to spend about $12,000 in a year to pay back that $221. And $12,000 may not sound like a lot, but that's $12,000 in sales taxed money. So things like housing and food and gas that are exempt from the sales tax don't count towards that.
Now, Seattle came in this ranking from the Texas Transportation Institute about seventh in terms of congestion, which would be like a C-plus or something like that. How should we interpret that ranking? New York was the first by far.
Right, right. I would actually say it's a lot better than it sounds. First off, we're the 15th largest metro in the country, and yet we came in seventh place per person for the amount of money we saved. What was also interesting was that of the six places that beat us, New York obviously being by the most, all of these places have complete rail networks. And so given that we don't, for what we've got, we're doing very well. And it just goes to show that we're on the right track with expanding our light rail here. And then one last thing I thought was interesting and was encouraging was that Portland came in ninth, so I feel like it's always...
Yes, anytime we beat Portland is great. It's a great day. I got to say, though, when it comes to like spending money on transit, every form of mass transit that I know of, there's a subsidy. The fare box doesn't pay for everything. Is it declining returns if more people go on transit? Because for every person who rides, you're adding that much more of a subsidy to it.
I would say it's actually the opposite, because when you have a bus, most buses aren't full. You know, I take the 44 from Ballard most days, and during peak, that is completely full. But a lot of buses are not running at peak. And those buses that are, say, half full, adding an extra person to that does not cost any extra money. The driver's already being paid. The gas is already being spent. You know, it's a tiny amount of extra weight. Otherwise, it's just free money for the metro.
How about, though, the convenience? I mean, I've had people call the show and they say, I've got two small kids and I could take two buses from Redmond to downtown or wherever I need to go, but it's just not practical for me. There is sort of a cost there, isn't there, not for some people?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think most transit advocates would not say that everyone should be able to get rid of their car or should get rid of their car. In a lot of cases, I think you were saying that you and your wife have one car between the two of you, and that works out fine. And that could work for a lot of people. Another part of the equation is housing. Is there housing available near where you work and play and do all the things you do? And if there's not, and you're forced to move out in the suburbs because you don't have options, then that's a problem as well. And so, you know, we need to look at things from the housing side as well as the transportation side.
Shane, thanks so much for stopping by today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Shane Phillips is with the transportation and urban policy blog Better Institutions, and he's been parsing the data from the annual Texas Transportation Institute survey about urban mobility and the amount of time we spend stuck in traffic and the kind of savings we realized because some of us take mass transit.
There's a long line of cars and they're trying to get through.